Nutrition's important in fencing in order to optimize performance. You've got to have your body in the best condition possible, and in order to compete optimally, you have to supply it with all its calorific requirements. The main principles of fencing are endurance, speed, agility, and, well, explosiveness, really. Diet is very important for this, so you have to eat a diet high in carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates, and high protein, particularly after training. It's important to rebuild possibly damaged muscle. As an amateur myself, no one specifically tells me what I can and cannot eat. However, we are given guidelines by nutritionists, especially when we go to training courses, and they try and help us make correct food choices. In terms of implementing my diet into everyday eating habits, it is not that straightforward being a student. You have to try and eat well at breakfast, particularly start with a good mixture of cereals, bread, and try and take a relatively high intake of protein such as chicken and fish. Training is usually in the afternoons for me personally, so I try and eat maybe a banana or a sandwich about an hour before training. In terms of competition, the night before is very important in terms of eating a large amount of complex carbs such as pasta, rice, and in the morning of the competition, again, eating something with a mixture of complex and simple carbohydrates such as, I don't know, honey on toast, cereal, fruit, this kind of thing. Foods to avoid are things which are high in fat and low in carbohydrate or other nutritional value, things such as cakes, chocolate. Obviously, these you can eat in moderation, but they shouldn't form a large part of your diet. It's important on a competition day to eat consistently throughout the day to keep energy levels up. In terms of eating before training, as long as you eat 20 minutes to an hour before you intend on commencing, that's what's really important. And often drinking sugary Lucozade drinks throughout training can be beneficial, not only for hydration, but to ensure that your blood sugar levels are kept high enough in order to allow you to perform optimally. Dehydration can lead to very poor performance. So keeping hydrated throughout the day as well as during training and competition is very important. Often carrying a large bottle of water with you is the best way to ensure you drink throughout the day.